The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Chavav Mebeis, quotes the opinion of Rava. Rava tells us that if you see a coin fall from someone's possession and you take it prior to Yiyush in order to steal it, aka keep it for yourself, you violate three Isurim. The first Isur you violate is Lo Sigzol, that of Gzela. The second Isur you violate is Hashev Teshivim, returning the item. You have failed to return the item. The third Isur you have violated is Lo Sucha Lehisalem. You're not supposed to hide your eyes from the responsibility of returning the item. So you violate three Isurim when you fail to return an item. Lo Sigzol, Hashev Teshivim, that you have failed to return the item. And the third being Lo Suchal Lehis Aleim. I will show you in Chumash later. Hashev Teshivim and Lo Suchal Lehis Aleim. Even if you return it after Yiyush, it's as if you're giving a matana to the Baal HaAvedah, and it's considered as if you committed an Isser. If you take it prior to Yiyush with intention in order to return it, but after Yiyush you have kavana to steal it, you'll also violate Hashev Teshivim. You have kavana afterwards to steal it, you violate Hashev Teshivim. Giving up hope.
Is Lo Tigzol a different issue than Lo Tigzol?
Yeah. Gzela and Gneva have some differences, but we're going to assume for tonight's purposes that it's the same. Probably the same. It's mentioned a number of different times in Chumash, though. If you wait until the Bailim are nisyayish, and then take it, you only violate Lo Suchal Lehisalem. Rashi, in Dibur HaMaschil, Over Mishum, in that Gemara, Chavav Medbez, in our Masechta for tonight, explains why. You only violate, says Rashi, you only violate Lo Sigzol at the moment you take it. At the moment you take it, that's when you violate Lo Sigzol. To quote the Pasuk in Shmuel Bet, which is quoted in Rashi in Sanhedrin, on Daf Beis Med Aleph, in a different context, in the context of Gzela B'milva, stealing by not paying back a loan, the Pasuk tells us, Vayigzol Esachonis Miyara Mitzri. He stole the barrel from the hand of the Egyptian. And Lo Suchal Lehisalem, the fact that you're not allowed to hide your eyes from retrieving an item for someone, you only violate when you stand idly by. You're a bystander, but you are far from innocent. And ignore the object as a result, and it's not returned. So Hashev Teshivim, you violate when you fail to return the item. That's the background. Our opening question for tonight, let's go. The first is, what must you do or bring to properly fulfill Hashavas HaVeda? The Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Lamed Amud Beis, tells us that if you find a chamor, if you find a donkey, or its kalim, or its kalim turned over. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Lamed Amud Beis. If you find a chamor or its kalim turned over, not appearing as it usually does, or a cow hobbling through a vineyard, if you can clearly see that it's been injured, so then that's an aveda. Based on a double lashon of Hashev Teshivim, that you have to surely return it, even if it runs away four or five times, you have to return it. From the double lashon, you surely must return it, even in any circumstance. If you fear that you're going to lose pay from work, shelo kodem, you do not need to tend to the aveda first. You need to tend to your own work first. You can put the aveda aside and go back to work. There's no violation of lo suchal lehisalem when there's this type of clash, when there's a clash between your responsibility to your day job and retrieving an item. The Gemara a little bit earlier, Daf Chav Beis Med Aleph, also our Masechta, the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Beis Med Aleph, tells that we learn from Asher Tovad Mimenu Mtsasa, Lo Suchal Lehisalem. So Asher Tovad Mimenu Mtsasa, that is lost from you, and then you find it, that you have to return an item that's lost in a common area, let's say a marketplace, a mall. And the Gemara, a blot earlier than that, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, tells us if there was Yiyush, if people gave up hope, there's no Chiyuv to announce it. And it therefore loses its Chiyuv Hashava. We paskin like Abaye, of course. This is one of the six Yalkagams, one of the six cases. It's one of the Yalkagams. It's actually the first one, Yiyush Shalomidas, Lo Have Yiyush. Yiyush without knowledge of giving up hope is not considered to be Yiyush. It's one of the Yalkagams, one of the six cases that we paskin like Abaye when there's Machlokas Abaye V'Rava. There would still be a Chiyav Hashava then. There would still be a responsibility to return the item. But the Baal HaAvedah has to bring a proper siman, which we're going to get to in a second, has to bring a proper siman, and it must be an item that the Baal HaAvedah can feel before losing it or before it falls from his pocket. He has to, you know, fumble for a round and feel that it's still there or that it's gone. There's a question, though, whether all you need to do is the actual hashava, the actual returning of the item, or is the asifas ha'aveda, gathering together, the aveda itself. Some would even say, maybe it's a heksha mitzvah, to gather together information that will lead you, just like when they say there's a $50,000 reward for, yeah, I'm sorry?
What do you mean, gather together the aveda?
Like just the asifas ha'aveda, meaning just to,
that
instead of what,
the mitzvah?
That, even
that might be a heksha mitzvah. That's hold on, mitzvah. Hold on, hold on a second. Hold it. But that definitely would be, included in the mitzvah as well, or maybe the asifas ushmiras haveda, because maybe you need to bring it home. Maybe you're coming home straight from work. Depends where you are during the day. You're going home straight to work, and you don't have the ability to return the item right away. To bring it home, to keep it safeguarded in your home, maybe that's part of the asifas haveda, asifas ushmiras haveda, and maybe, as we would probably conclude, that's only a heksher mitzvah. Shimon was correct. That's only a heksher mitzvah. Kedahu Rabbi Shimon l'smoch alav. So that's only a heksher mitzvah for the actual hashava saveda. The Nemuke Yosef on the Lamed in the Dape Harif.
Why do we say osim mitzvah padim mitzvah by hashava saveda? Then it's only a heksher mitzvah until you actually give it back.
That's a good question. We're not even sure that the asifa sashmira saveda is a heksher mitzvah. And what we would say to that is that asifa sashmira saveda is part of the entire mitzvah. Good question. I hope a good answer. The Nemuke Yosef Daf Lamed Amud Aleph tells us the mitzvah begins. When does the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda begin? The mitzvah begins once you see the lost item, which is why if he has kavana to steal the item or walk away from it, he immediately violates the asay of Hashav Teshivim. And if you were to translate literally in Parshas Ki Tse, the third lav that we quoted tonight, he would violate Lo Suchale Hisaleim, Lo Suchale Hisaleim. You're not allowed to hide your eyes. You're not allowed to hide your eyes from the item. You're not allowed to hide your eyes from the item. The mitzvah is called Hashavas Aveda, returning the item. Most Rishonim say the main mitzvah is the Hashava to the Baal Aveda, but grabbing it, storing it in your house, as we just mentioned, and watching it is only the Heksher mitzvah. What is the nature? Now let's get to the crux and let's get to the lumbus. What's the nature of Hashavas Aveda? Is Hashavas Aveda either that there's the actual, the first Tzarach Hakira, the first way to look at it is that the actual, the mitzvah is the actual Hashava, the mitzvah is the actual returning of the item Noam, and then that's it. Or the second way to look at it is the Hashava is the Gufa mitzvah and the Asifa. Ushmira, again, just basically clarifying in a Lumdus Chakira form, everything that we said in the last minute or two, the Hashava is the Gufa mitzvah, is the actual mitzvah, and the Asifa and Shmira gathering, finding the item and then, you know, let's say, guarding it, the Asifa, Ushmira, is the Heksher mitzvah. My nafkamina. We always say Chakira without a nafkamina is just philosophy. The nafkamina is like this. The nafkamina is the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that if a Kohen finds himself, Kohen v'hu b'veis akvaros, if a Kohen finds himself in a beis akvaros, and he finds an aveda, so he has on the one hand the mitzvah Hashavas aveda, he has on the other hand the lav of lo yitama. So he goes there to try to be meishiv the aveda, the iser of a Kohen being metame himself, is a double iser. We spoke about Tumah when we did the week when we did Nazir. We spoke about Aseh Docholos Aseh when we did Yevamos. So Lo Yitama Bi'amav is the first Isser. And the second is Kedoshim Yiyu Le'Lo'echem, Kedoshim Yiyu Le'Lo'kechem. So we say Ein Aseh Docholos Aseh V'Aseh. We had that a few weeks ago. One Aseh is not going to trump a low tase and another ase on the other side. Even if it was just one lav, it wouldn't be docha the ase of hashev to shivim, because, as you remember from a few weeks ago, from early December, it's not be'idna. And we say, ase docha los ase, all those principles have to be what's called be'idna in Aramaic. It has to be at the exact same time. It has to occur simultaneously, right? If it didn't occur simultaneously, so then all bets are off the table. All the klom of ase docha los ase would not apply. Like the example we gave a few weeks ago, the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Afkuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, tells us Mila Bitzaras. Afilu B'makom Sheyesh Shom Baheres, says the Gemara, the Mila, the 19th parak of Shabbos, dealing with all Dine Mila. Afilu makom sheyesh sham baharis. Baharis is the term in Parshas Vayikra. Is in Parshas Tazria. Whoa, false alarm. Parshas Tazria.
I had last week.
Amazing. That's right, Shina Kona. That tells us that Baharis is a type of Taras. So Afilu makom sheyesh sham baharis yakutz. Mila, the assay of Mila, is doche, the lota assay of Taras. He shomer minega Taras. I say because those two things are be'idna. Those two things occur simultaneously. Here, hold on a second. Here it makes a difference for whether we say asay docholosa asay. Because unlike Mila, for Hashava Saveda, it's broken into two. The Guf HaMitzvah and the Hechsher Mitzvah. And maybe even the Hechsher Mitzvah is doche the losase of being mitame lemesim, the Kohen's in the Beis HaKvaros, if both the Hechsher Mitzvah and Guf HaMitzvah are one unit. In the end, though, we say that gathering the Aveda, gathering the lost item, Asifas, Ushmiras HaAveda, is only a Hechsher Mitzvah and is not doche the lotase of being mitame lemesim. Is not doche the lotase of being mitame lemesim. Benny. Okay. You sure? Okay. The next question to our sugya. We have to define simanim. What is considered a proper simon for the Baal HaAveda to bring? The Gemara in Bab Metzia, Chavzayin and Bebez, divides all simanim into three categories. The first simon is what's called a simon mufhak. Elu Metzia Shalov, Elu Chayev Lahachmas. Here we go, Yon Aleh, here we go. Tav Shinayin Hey. Simon mufhak. Very good. Simon mufhak. One out of a very unique simon. One out of 1,000. It's extremely rare.
What's
that would definitely be valid min haTorah. The Gemara there gives like a number of examples. I'm like forgetting about it. Very specific simon. Right. Definitely valid min haTorah.
Baker symbol.
Good. The second simon is what's called the simon garua. Simon garua is the worst simon.
Why would we go best to
worst? I'm just giving all three in no particular order. No particular order. But I'm going to make it clear. Simon garua is the worst type of simon. When you say something is tall or short, when you say something is tall or short, so that's for sure invalid. The third type of simon, we've had simon mufak, we've had simon garua. The third type of simon.
Simon garua is terrible.
Always invalid?
Yeah.
Get the God's out of here.
From the word garua. The third simon is simon benoni. Simon benoni is a medium type of simon, exactly as its name connotes. If there are edim here, so that would validate the simon. You have simon, the simon benoni, you know, like an average type of simon, but you have edim here. Edim are the strongest raya, and even stronger than a simon mufak.
What's a
unique simon, but it's a lot of a type of, like, you know, there are 1,000 of these type of socks. There are 1,000 of these type of wallets. Okay. But it's a unique type. It's, let's say, you know, a designer type of wallet, but yeah.
Could you make a chilush between if I named that my case is one color, but let's say I had a six color and I named all six colors in order. Could that be two separate groups?
Presumably, yeah. Yeah, that would definitely bump it up. It's a machlokes, fellas. So, Edom, as we spoke about in Soto, we did everything about Edos. Edom are the strongest raya, and even stronger than a simon mufak. When the guy is a ramai, when the guy, the Gemara says, hachav ma'askinon, when the guy is important to get down. When the guy's a ramai, when the guy's a cheater. So we use Edom are, you know, Edom are the strongest raya, and even stronger than a simon mufak. It's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid.
In general, we say Edom also?
Yeah.
You're
Ramai? Yeah. It's a machlokas, absolutely. Al Pishnai made them Yakum Dover, yeah. It's a machlokas, Rambam Ravid, fellas, whether Simon Mufak works in the case of Ramai, if the guy's a cheater, if the guy's lying, or if the guy's dishonest. We say that we follow Rov by Hashem HaSaveda. Now listen carefully, this is another Shasug, yeah?
What did the Rambam
say? Of course it could have been... I'm forgetting now. I have to get you that after. But we say that we follow Rove we say that we follow Rov by Hashavas Aveda, even though Ein Hochin B'mamon Acharov, the major Shasuya, even though we normally do not follow Rov in monetary cases.
What does that mean, we follow Rov?
So we follow Rov by Hashavas Aveda, which means that's only to be Motzi Mamon from a Muchzak. But if it's a Baal HaAveda and Meshiv HaAveda, somebody returning the lost items, so there's no Muchzak. There's nobody who has a stronghold on the item. Meaning, we follow Rov over here, meaning that Rov and Dine Mamonis. So this is a case of Dine Mamonis because you're returning something of value. Rov would be Rov people in this community or Rov people of this type, Jess, are not considered to be dishonest. So in the cases of Ramos, in the cases of Yashras, folks, that's what we would follow. But if it's right... Right, it might be a case of muchzak in a specific case of motzi aveda la'achar yish. Maybe yes, maybe no. Comes the Gemara in Yevamos. Important to get down the Gemara in Yevamos daf kuf chaf. Yevamos is 122 blots, so this is towards the end. This is in the 16th parak in parak ha'isha rabba, where the Gemara discusses a case of agunos, whether you can allow a woman to remarry if all you're able to identify. This also comes straight out of the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Of course, in Eilu Metzias, but if you're able to identify, the only thing you're able to identify is a body part, and particularly the Gemara mentions, if all you're able to identify is the nose. So the Gemara says that's the only simon that you have. Even though there are such things as simonim begufo, we see from here that simonim lavda oraisa. The idea of simonim, the concept of simonim, retrieving an item for you, are only midrabanan. Hashava saveda zedinda oraisa, but simonim are atakanas chachamim. Why? Mishum Hefker based in Hefker. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe, what the Gemara says, maybe Chashinon L'She'elo, which the Gemara says, Chashinon L'She'elo, we're suspicious that maybe when people ask, maybe they'll ask somebody else. And that person saw or knows for a fact that the person, or that the man died. So they can verify that there was somebody who passed away, or there was somebody who was killed. In September 11th, they had a lot of these shilas, let's say agunos. And you would go through the rubble, and this is a very obviously tragic shadow, but they would go through the rubble, and they would find body parts there. And the Gemara speaks about a few. When you look back in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara speaks about a few. But the Gemara definitely speaks about a nose, which is why we gave the example of a nose, because that case comes straight from the Gemara. And if you found something that's not as identifiable as other specific body parts, so then you would have to maybe chashin l'she'ela, and you would ask somebody who knows for a fact, who can verify for a fact, that the person died. Both Hashavas Aveda, let's get back, both Hashavas Aveda and Heter Agunos are equated in regard to Simanim. That's actually the Ravid. Okay? Because I know that J-Mo was asking before. That's the Ravid. The Rambam says no. Simanim of Hashavas Aveda, Simanim Hashavas Aveda and Heter Agunos are not equated. Simanim work min HaTorah to verify the retrieval of an Aveda, but they do not, Simanim do not work min HaTorah to verify the missing husband of an Aguna. So it's the Ravid against the Rambam, guys. The Rambam says that no, Simanim Hashavas Aveda and Heter Agunos are different. Comes Rav Soloveitchik and explains this Gemara. The Rav says that a proper simon, Rav Soloveitchik explains that a proper simon doesn't identify a lost object. Rav Soloveitchik explains that simonim authenticate the honesty of the Baal Aveda. We spoke about before, Ramos, you know, cheating and dishonesty and not being straight. But for Heter Agunos, to allow somebody to remarry, simonim identify the Aguna's missing husband, which min HaTorah they cannot do. If you hold, though, simonim de oraisa, it could be a simon benoni and still work for Heter Agunos. Again, I'm gonna repeat that for clarity. It could be a simon benoni and still work for Heter Agunos by identifying a certain growth on the arm, assuming he was beheaded, so you can't identify the face. And it could even be a simon garua simply because here the facial features will change li'achar misa. We're not sure, though, at the end, we're not sure whether simanim de'oraisa or simanim lav de'oraisa. The Gemara basically leaves that as what we call in Aramaic, an ibaya de lo ifshita, as a question in the Gemara that's not exactly answered. It's machlokes in the Gemara, but Metzia and Yevamos, whether simanim de'oraisa or simanim lav de'oraisa. Hashavas Aveda is definitely de'oraisa, parshas kiseitze, all the way.
I thought we just said before that they're not derisive.
We said before that they're not. They're probably not. But Rav Soloveitchik explains that you could possibly say that they're de'oraisa. You also say the de'oraisa. You're right. We would probably say that. Let's see, Manamar Lav de'oraisa. And obviously, we still say the Shavas Aveda is de'oraisa. Yeah.
What's the feeling that Rav makes between the Shavas Aveda and the Heter Agunos?
That, again, for Heter Agunos, Simanim identify the Aguna's missing husband.
And by Shavas Aveda, it identifies honesty of
that. Yeah. Yeah.
He says that
even if we're not sure whether Simanim Del Raisa or Simanim Lav Del Raisa, that's completely irrelevant. Now, I agree with you. I mean, the Gemara basically concludes that you would say Hashava Zaveda is definitely Del Raisa. I mean, Hashava is definitely Del Raisa, returning and retrieving the item. The Simanim are probably not Del Raisa. What are some interesting applications of Hashava Zaveda? This is going to take us the rest of this year. There are six interesting applications, our tour through Shas as we go right now. Six interesting applications of Hashava Zaveda. Thinking outside the box. Number one, for those who like lists. Number one, I spoke to him this week. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We miss you terribly.
Jacob?
The Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us, if you see your friend drowning in the river, or you see an animal clawing at him, or robbers are about to attack him, all exciting examples. So you have a chiyuv based on lo tamod al dam reyecha to save him. Parenthetically, this pasuk has a lot of meanings, but this is definitely one of them as brought by our Talmud in Sanhedrin. You have a chiyuv lo tamod al dam reyecha to save him. It's considered as well to be, and here's the difference, to be avedas gufo. No, shavas aveda, good, but avedas gufo. Learned from the hashevos alo. You don't only have a chiyuv to save your friend's money, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, our first interesting...
One more time, please.
Different application.
What's the source?
Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. You don't only have a chiyuv to save your friend's money, but even his body, Jesse, right? Avedas gufo, different than avedas mamon. This means even going against, right, even going up against sakanas maves, something that threatens your life. It's not always true, pikuach nefesh is not always true, but in a case where all things are considered equal, yeah, maybe you'd be able to find it.
Halachic ramification of this, meaning a possibility where you wouldn't have the lo tamor al dam reyecha, but still have hashavas gufo? Because if there isn't, then there's no...
Great question.
Who cares?
Great question. Yeah,
as long
yeah,
as you have lo tamor al dam reyecha, then who cares this extra one? It's not adding any.
So I think, great question. Definitely strong.
Thanks.
Definitely a captain like Shiloh, captain esque Shiloh Yoni. But
I'm not even saying I'm Jasty.
But I will tell you that it's the difference of whether it's real pikuach nefesh. We had said that sakanas maves, if you're faced with sakanas maves, but that's not to be taken literally. I would say there's a difference between whether there's a 50-50 or whether there's a 30-70. It's all a numbers and probability game. If there's most of a chance, right, if there's a serious probability and the stats are stacked against you, dumb and dumber, if the stats are stacked against you and you're not going to be able to get back the person, so then I don't think that you have a chiyuv to go in. And you don't violate lo samod adam reyach. The second application, great question. The second application, the Ran in Nedarim, count it and one. The Ran in Nedarim, Memalef Medeis, says there's another related idea to refuas gufo, and that's refuas behemto. This is all going to deal with healing your animal. If for some neder reason, right, this is why it's the Gemara Nedarim and the Ran Nedarim. If for some reason, Ran Nedarim, Memal from the base. If for some reason, some nether reason, the Nichse Rofe are usher for the Chole, the property of the Rofe are usher to the Chole to use, they're also usher to use for the refuah of one's Behema. But if there's another doctor, there's another veterinarian, so then it's Mutter, there's going to be another vet, so then it's Mutter for that Behema. Because this type of refuah is considered to be Hashavas Aveda Mamish. Ein lecha Hashava Gedola Mizo, says the Ran. This is the greatest kiyum of Hashavas Aveda. Refuas Behemta.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the Hashem's
your behemoth? No, no, no. I'm saying refuas behema.
What's the other vet?
We don't have the veda. Start again.
Hold on a second.
I'm holding.
Josh, you get it?
Refuas behemto. Refuas behemto. There's some reason that you cannot. You have made a nezer where it's usher for the chole here to use the nichsei rofe. He's going to get healed by a doctor, but he can't use some of the nichsei rofe. I'm going to clarify it for you right now for those who want to take notes. The nichsei rofe, he's not allowed to use. All those things are usher to him. But there's a question about refuas behemto. Okay, there's a question about refuas behemto. The Gemara says, the Ran really says, that if they're usher, if the nichsei rofe are usher to use, so they're also usher to use not only for refuas gufo of a human being, but also, Jesse, for the refuah of your behema. I'm saying behemto, but it's behemi. It's his behema. It's mine, right? It's my behema. But if there's another doctor where it's not usher to use his nechasim, it's not usher to use his services, so then it's mutter for that behema. Because once you get to another doctor, this type of refuah is considered to be hashavas aveda mamish.
Best, highest level you could do.
So who gets? No, because that's regular Hashavas Aveda. That's regular refuas behema. This is another doctor.
Any refuas?
No, this is when the neder is. The neder makes it usher for this doctor. If you brought in another doctor,
how
does
someone ever make a neder like that?
I don't. No. It's the nechassim of this guy. He also happens to be a doctor. You need to use him now.
But let's say his company owns the equipment.
No.
The Russian Nadarim disagrees. The Russian Nadarim Memalf Mebei says you don't have any chiyav of refuas behemto. You don't have any chiyav of refuas behemto. It's not a mitzvah, and it's not on par with Hashavas Aveda. It must be that refuas behema is like kalim in the sense that the same way the Baal makes his own repairs on the kalim, the same way the Baal makes his own repairs on the kalim. So too, with refuas behema, who will take care of their animals' medical needs on their own? But it clearly, according to the Rush, disagrees with the Ran. It clearly does not have the same din as Hashavas Aveda. That's the difference. This case of behema, refuas behema, and Hashavas Aveda, because the refuah is the Hashavas Gufas Abehema. So, again, feeding off of Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, that was refuas gufo, avedas gufo. These are the interesting applications. These are the different applications rather than just returning somebody's wallet and money. Yeah.
Me?
You.
Me. Wouldn't the Rush disagree then on the mission in Baba Metzia? We said by the Chum or Kalim it's turned over. You have to go help it up. The original, we said earlier in the beginning of this year.
Yeah, so that's... Right, so again, so this is subject to... This is subject. No, it's a good question. It's just that this is refuah of your behema, as opposed to you happening upon a field, right? As opposed to a general field. Okay, maybe not. Yeah, quickly, please, because I want to continue. There's been a lot of interaction tonight.
Hopefully, not that. But is the chiddush of the ram that you even have to save the animal? Because shouldn't the person be obvious from lo tamur al dam recha? If someone's sick, that the second doctor should come and help him. The animal, I guess, could be a fetish because it's not reality.
Yeah, but that's why we're only focusing on the case of behema.
Yeah.
We're only focusing on the case of behema.
Then who's chayav in the refuah of the behemto?
I mean, insurance takes care of a lot of it, but it depends if you're insured by this doctor.
But what if we're talking about the times of the Gemara where there's probably no insurance?
So then you'd probably have to pay out of your own pocket. Then you get the hospital. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Meaning, again, if it's not going to be your chiyuv, so then it's not going to be your pain. So it's the hospitals, or it's the doctors.
That's their job.
Right. Correct. Yeah. That's it. I'm sorry that I live in the realm of insurance. No. It would be the doctor of the hospital. It'd be the doctor of the hospital. It's on the doctor of the hospital. Hashavas gufa. Hashavas gufa sabehema. It's going to be on the doctor of the hospital.
So they're responsible to come to the animal.
The Minchas Chinuch gives the third application. The mitzvah, the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah Reish Lamites, says the mitzvah Vocheach Tochiach Chesamisecha requires you not only to rebuke your fellow, but also a kiyum of Losamod Adam Reyecha. And Alachas Kama Vakama, how much more so, saving the Avaryon, saving the person who's doing the Avera, from actually committing the Averos, which is a new category of Avedas Nafsho. I'm saving you for your own good. Aside from this new category, it overlaps with the first Gemara of Losamod Adam Reyecha a little bit, which leads to the imperative of Hashem's Teshivim. That's the third application of Minchas Chinuch. That was a short one. The fourth one's a little longer. The fourth one, yeah. The fourth one is number four. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Tes Vav, Halacha Chaf Hei, 1525. If an Asufi, those who have learned Ksubas will definitely know what an Asufi is. If an Asufi, otherwise known as a Sufik Mamzer, is found in a city that has non-Jews... If an Asufi is found in a city that has non-Jews, whether the majority is Jews or non-Jews, we still say he's a Safek Akum. If most of the city is Gayim, you're allowed to feed him Nevelos. You're not sure what he is. He's a Safek. If most of the city is Jews, you return the Avedo like you would a Jew. Because again, the Pasuk in Parsiski says, it all goes back to Torah Shmichsa, fellas. The Pasuk tells us that you have a special mitzvah of returning Avedas Achicha, Asher Tovar Imenu Umtza'asa. So we want to know if this item belongs to your brother. We want to know if this item belongs to your brother, if he's a Jew. Comes the Mishnah in Machshirin, we will get there. Comes the Mishnah in Machshirin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. If you find a child, Mishnah tells us, if you find a child thrown or cast into a city, you also follow Rov to determine its status. And you see what Rove of the city is. Comes the Gemara in Ksubas and gives the Mechzal Mechza, gives the 50-50 case. Comes the Gemara in Ksubas, Tezvav Medbeis, we're going to hold all questions until the end, please. Comes the Gemara in Ksubas, Tezvav Medbeis, tells us if the city is split 50-50, he's a Yisrael for some dinim, but he's not considered a Jew, says the Gemara black on white in Ksubas, to be Machzir Lo Avedaso. Rashi learns this way because the Gemara in Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, tells us, based on Avedas Achicha, every week, based on Avedas Achicha, there's no Chiyav Hashava to a guy, and Misafek, we aren't Motzi Mamon from somebody who finds an Aveda. That's what the Gemara in Bava Kama says. The Shach in Yoredeya, Simin Kuf Mem Vav, tells us, even though Avedas Akum is Mutter to keep, the Shach in Yoredeya, Kuf Mem Vav, says, even though Avedas Akum is Mutter to keep, it's not really considered yours. There's no way we can say Hamotzi Mir Chaver Olav Araya. This fourth application is Avedas Akum. There's no way we can say Hamotzi Mir Chaver Olav Araya, even if he's definitely not Jewish. It still doesn't belong. The Aveda still does not belong to the guy who finds it. We only normally say Hamotzi Mir Chaver Olav Araya Bava Kama Mem Vav. We only normally say Hamotzi Mir Chaver Olav Araya if there's a Suffolk. If there's a Suffolk, if this guy is the Muchsak. But here, we know for a fact he's not the Baal Aveda B'Toras Vadai. We know absolutely that he's not the owner of the Aveda. Maybe the only way we could say Amotzi Mechalir Olav Araya is because the Aveda was found in the property and jurisdiction of the finder. And the finder was able to use it due to, says the Shach, due to the Heter Shimush, due to the ability for the finder to use it, it's considered his to some extent. Tosfos in Bav Metzia, Daf Chav Dalet, disagrees with this whole thing. Tosfos in Bav Metzia says no. We disagree based on the fact that if you find an Aveda in a public thoroughfare, where the town square where most people hang out, he can keep the object. Since the Bailum were Miyayish, if you find it in a public square, you can keep the object since the Bailum were Miyayish. It depends what kind of city we're talking about. It really should rule out certain populations. Meaning, if the majority of the city is Canaanim, you would be Pater Me'ashava Saveda anyway. And you shouldn't need the reason of Yish Bailum. You don't need people to give up hope. If most of them are not Jewish, you don't need the reason of Yish Bailum. It could be that you're Pater from Ashava Saveda, and you nevertheless were never Kona the Aveda, and it was never made yours. As opposed to with the reason of Yish Bailum, when Bailum give up hope, the finder is Kona the object. And it because and it becomes his, excuse me, for all dinim of ownership. It would become his for all dinim of ownership.
That's any time of Jewish Pilate?
Yeah. Based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Vav Amud Beis tells us it's problematic to be Machzir Aveda to a Kusi, as well as to an Akum, somebody whose Gera status is questionable, as well as to an Akum, because you're being Machzik Yidei Rishay Yisrael. This comes right out of the Gemara. And you go out of your way to do a mitzvah you probably should not be doing. That's why there are Achronim who say that it's when it's 50-50, when the city is 50-50, there are achronim who say, when it's 50-50, even if you would normally say we should be machmir in a case of safek, chiyuv hashavas aveda, a case of safek, whether you are obligated in hashavas aveda, nevertheless, even if we are machzir ha-aveda, there's a safek isser, because maybe he's a guy. We're not sure. Quickly. The Shach originally said it was mother. We were quoting from Tosfos in Bava Metzia who disagreed, and we quoted the Gemara in Sanhedrin that backed that up.
So Mr. Shach said that it is mother here? No, you just said something. How does he deal with it?
He doesn't really deal with that. It's just a machlokas. You're allowed to have machlokas between somebody in the thousands and somebody in the 1600s, and that's totally... The Rus in Sanhedrin just concludes and say, based on this, it's best to be Shei Val Taseh. Halacha L'maaseh, it would be best to be Shei Val Taseh and don't give back the item. The fifth case, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. This is a sugya in and of itself. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, tells us there's an additional Isser being Meshav Aveda to a guy, to a Vadai guy. Why? It's the Isser of Lo Sechanim. We know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, quotes in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan, there are three Isurim of Lo Sechanim. Number one is, Lo Sitein Lohem Chaniya Bekarka, whole thing in the Shemitah Sugyas, and Allah to give them a plot in the land of Eretz Yisrael. The next is, Lo Sitein Lohem Chain. You're not allowed to give them a compliment. You're not allowed to give them favor, literally. You're not allowed to give them a compliment. The third is, Lo Sitein Lohem Chain. Lo Sitein Lohem Matnas Chinam. You're not allowed to give them a free gift.
Three.
Lo sitein lahem chein, lo sitein lahem chaniya bekarka, and lo sitein lahem matnas chinam. It's considered a matnas chinam, a free gift, when you're meshav aveda. Here too, even if he's a safek Yisrael, it's better to play it safe. And as we quoted from the Russian Sanhedrin a minute ago in our fourth application, but now we're up to number five. Shei val tase adif, with the chance that he's a guy and you don't want to violate any yisurim, just sit back. Comes the Gemara in Gittin lamed chesem at beis.
Yes.
No, this is still number five. I will tell you when it's number six. I always make it super clear. The Gemara in Gittin, this is still five. The Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, says there's a related issue of freeing Avadim. You're not supposed to do that because of the Asay of Li'olam Bahem Ta'avodu. The Gemara in Sota in the first parak mentions this. The Gemara in Gittin mentions this. The Gemara in Brachos in the seventh parak in Shlosh Sha'achlu mentions this, which is... It's part of this whole sugya, but parenthetically, that's where the rush in the seventh parak of Brachos is just a good collector's item, and a good Yediyah Klalis tells us that that's how you know that, I'm not going to go through the whole sugya now, but he proves from that sugya that that's how you know that the only Kriyas HaTorah De'oraisa during the year is Parsha Zachar. Anyway, you're not supposed to do that because of the Asay of Le'olam Mehem Ta'avodu, they're supposed to work for you forever, unless you're like Rabbi Eliezer. Here we go. This is actually the Gemara who is Meshachrer his Eved, who freed his Eved in order to have him complete a minyan. Similarly, the Ran in Avodah Zarah says the Torah only prohibited a matnas chinam based on lo seichanim. But since there's a mitzvah here, the Jew is not giving it to the guy for the purposes of matnas chinam or litein lahem chein in order to give him a compliment. He's really doing it for himself. He's doing it to fulfill a mitzvah. The same holds true, thank you, the same holds true in our case. Tosos in Avodah Zarah, that Gemara, get this down. Tosos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf, tells us, right, this exact same thing. Tosos echo these sentiments and apply the principle of Darkei Shalom here, that the Isser of Lo Seichanim doesn't apply. If you're doing this, you're doing this to be Machzir Aveda to a guy. Mipnei Darkei Shalom. There's all those Gemaras in Gittin in the fifth parak, Parak HaNizakin, that give all of those cases of... You're supposed to do certain things from day Darkei Shalom in order to just keep the peace. So this also, just give it back in order to keep the peace. Mipnei Darkei Shalom. There's another layer to this. The Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Metzia, the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis tells us, Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, tells us that you do not violate anything if you sell an item to a guy because you feel pressured to do so, if you can't find a Jew who will buy it. I'm going to repeat what I just said. You don't violate anything if you sell an aveda to, if you sell an item, excuse me, to a guy because you feel pressed to do so if you can't find a Jew who will buy it. He can even sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy in a city. That's mostly Goyim, says the Shita. That's mostly Goyim. If you are worried, then maybe the Goyim will destroy it if you stay there. Even as far as selling to a guy in a city, that's mostly Jews, if a Jew will not buy there. Shita Mekubetzes goes very far. By extension, there are many Achronim who by extension take what the Shita says. The Achronim agree that you may exchange homes in Eretz Yisrael with a guy. You're allowed to swap homes in Eretz Yisrael with a guy. And they get their raya from the greatest area of Tanakh. They get their raya, that's exactly what happened in Malachim Aleph, Perek Tes, where the Pasuk tells us it was completely mutter when Shlomo HaMelech swapped homes with Chiram, a Jew swapping homes with a guy. Tosfos in Yevamos, before we go on to our finally, Shabbat finally six, which is a short one, Tosfos in Yevamos, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, this is still five, still the fifth application, gives a different explanation. Tosfos in Yevamos, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that Chiram was a Ger Toshav. He wasn't just a Stam Ger. He wasn't just a Stam guy. He was a Ger Toshav. And such a person, there's no Isser of Lo Seichanim at all. Geri Toshav do not have the Isser of Lo Seichanim attached to them. Number six, finally, Shabbat finally. Our sixth application. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat. Simen Shin Mem Ches, Seif Zayin. Tells us that if Reuven saw Shimon go into Levi's house. If Reuven saw Shimon go into Levi's house and steal something. And that object turns up in front of Reuven. And he gives it back to Shimon. I'm going to repeat this. If Reuven saw Shimon go into Levi's house. And steal something. A sees B going to C's house and steal something, and that object turns up in front of A, turns up in front of Reuven, and he gives it back to Shimon, the Ganav. Levi cannot force Shimon to pay in court. Levi cannot force Shimon to pay in court. Comes the Ramah and explains the Shulchan Aruch and comments, that's only if Shimon had a pre-existing claim against Levi. That's only if person B had a pre-existing claim against C. But if Shimon doesn't have a pre-existing claim against Levi, he just plain stole from Levi, and Reuven knows that when he returns the stolen object to Shimon, then Reuven has to pay Levi. Clear? Then Reuven has to pay Levi. Because by doing so, he's being Meshiv Aveda. Because by doing so, he's being Meshiv Aveda Labailin. This is all because without a Tainas Mamon, as we said, fellas, let's focus. Without a Tainas Mamon, like we said, he has no claim against him. Shimon is just a plain Ganav. Therefore, you see that there exists a Mitzvah Sashavas Aveda, even on a Gneva, and not only on an Aveda. For our purposes tonight, we're going to assume that Gneva and Gzela are the same thing. Lo Signova, Lo Signova. Which is a unique concept. The fact that there exists a mitzvah Shavas Aveda, even on a Gneva, not only on an Aveda. Unique concept. This is truly a unique application. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat are a totally different simon. The Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Reish Nun Tes, Se'if Beis, tells us there is no mitzvah Shavas Aveda on an Aveda Midas. The same way that you need not save ma'abed atzmo ladas, somebody who commits suicide, someone who's about to commit suicide, even if there's a mitzvah shavas aveda on atzalas haguf, as we mentioned, and atzalas hanefesh, like Yoni liked that application, that was creative, there is no mitzvah shavas aveda on an aveda midas.
Go ahead.